你还记得2004年的狼顾之争吗？
Do you remember the Wolf-Gu controversy of 2004?
狼先平批顾除君。
Lang Xianping criticizes Gu Huijun.
当时的民意和媒体几乎全部倒向狼先平。
Public opinion and the media were almost entirely in favor of Lang Ping.
当全国都在骂顾除君时
，When the whole country was scolding Gu Hui.
张维迎却孤独地站出来呼吁。
Geng Wai, however, stood out and called for it.
要善待对社会做出贡献的企业家。
Treat entrepreneurs who contribute to society well.
但是这句话却为他带来长达十多年的谩骂和诋毁。
However, this statement brought him 10 years of abuse and slander.
证券日报大肆嘲讽，郎咸平笑了。
Securities Daily mocked Gu Hui, and he laughed.
顾楚君傻了。
Gu Chujun was dumbfounded.
张维迎错了。
Fang Wai was wrong.
时代周刊则含沙射影。
Time Magazine is subtly hinting.
张维迎是受了顾楚君的黑钱吗
？Did Zhang Weiying receive money from Gu Chujun?
2014年。
In 2014,
最高法院给出了终审判决，顾除君案大部分的指控被撤销。
The Supreme Court has issued a final ruling on the case of Gu Huijun, and most of his charges have been dismissed.
顾除君不仅得以沉冤昭雪
，Gu Chujun not only achieved vindication.
还可以向国家申请赔偿，当年那些坚定的批判。
You can also apply for compensation from the state for those who were firmly critical in that year.
张维迎的声音突然间销声匿迹了。
Ang Wai Ying's voice suddenly disappeared.
张维迎曾经提出过很多预言。
Ang Wai Ying has proposed many predictions.
这些预言在最初的时候都被认为是错误的。
These prophecies were initially considered to be false.
可是最终时间都给出了正确的答案。
However, the final answer was correct.
其实他的每一次失败都是因为他的想法过于超前。
In fact, his every failure was because his ideas were too advanced.
过去的三十年
Over the past 30 years,
经济学家张维迎
economist Zhang Wai,
就像自由市场的守夜人
like the watchman of a free market,
保护他心中自由市场的秩序
protect the free market order in his heart,
一次一次将自己推上风口浪尖
repeatedly put himself in the spotlight.
他曾经说过
He once said,
市场经济下也会出现地震和海啸。
Even in a market economy, earthquakes and tsunamis will occur.
但是我们没有听说过哪个市场经济国家出现大饥荒。
However, we have not heard of any market economy country experiencing a famine.
市场经济是真正的普惠大众的制度。
The market economy is a truly inclusive system.
1983年
1983,
张维迎24岁时
Ang Wenying was 24 years old when
他还在西北大学读研究生
He is still a graduate student at Northwestern University.
他在中国青年报上读到了一则消息
I read a news article in the Chinese Youth Daily.
首都青年个体户座谈，批判向前看。
Youth individual farmers in the capital speak out and criticize looking forward.
张维迎马上写了一篇78,000字的批判文章。
Ang Wenying immediately wrote a 7,840-word critique.
投给中国青年报，标题为《为钱证明》。在一个正常有序的社会里
，In a normal and orderly society, the title of money proves everything is.
钱是一个奖章
，Money is a badge.
能多多赚钱
can earn more money.
说明你对社会做的贡献多，不应该回避钱。
Don't shy away from money if you want to make a contribution to society.
在今天，这样的言论就应该像饿了。
In today's world, such statements should be like a hungry stomach.
要吃饭一样正常。
Just eat normally.
但是在当时的1983年。
However, in 1983,
彼时的中国尚处于计划经济的运营之下。
At that time, China was still operating under a planned economy.
今天的年轻人很难想象像买粮食啊。
Today's young people can hardly imagine buying food like this.
买猪肉啊。
Buy pork.
买布料啊。
Buy fabric.
都要凭票供应。
All goods must be supplied on a ticket basis.
吃饭
Eating
穿衣不仅要排队
Wearing clothes is not just about following the rules.
还得小心翼翼
Be careful.
看着供销社阿姨的脸色
Looking at the clerk's face.
最重要的是历史造成的影响远远没有散去
The most important thing is that the influence of history is far from gone.
张卫莹的这句话
Gang Weiying's statement
犀利而大胆毫不意外
Haley was bold and fearless.
他被列为当时陕西八大自由化分子之一
He was listed as one of the eight most liberal figures in Shaanxi at that time.
1984年的莫干山会议上
In 1984, a Mogan Mountain Conference was held.
他明知道政府可能不会采纳自己的意见。
He knew that the government was unlikely to accept his opinion.
张卫莹仍然坚持政府应该放开价格管制。
Fang Weiying still insists that the government should abolish price controls.
最终让市场决定的双轨制改革思路
A dual track reform approach that ultimately leaves the decision to the market
最终呢
Finally
这个意见被国务院采纳
This proposal was adopted by the state council
同年深圳市试点取消粮食凭证定量供应
The same year the Shenzhen pilotprogram to cancel the quantitative supply of grain vouchers was also cancelled.
随着双轨制改革的定调
With the formulation of dual track reform,
中国经济从计划经济向市场经济转型被扭曲的经济路线开始得以纠正
The distorted economic path of China's transition from a planned economy to a market economy is beginning to be corrected.
三十多年以后
30 years later,
他的理论才被市场证明是正确的
His theory has finally been proven correct by the market.
2011年
2011,
他获得了中国经济理念创新奖
He won the China Economic Thought Innovation Award.
从1995年开始
Starting from 1995,
他和林毅夫开启了一场长达30年的辩论交锋
He engaged in a 30-year-long debate with Lin Yifu.
林毅夫认为
Lin Yifu believes that
过去30多年当中
Over the past 30 years,
中国政府的决策绝大多数都正确。
The decisions made by the Chinese government are mostly correct.
张卫莹则坚持认为
Zhang Weiying, on the other hand, firmly believes that
凡是政府能够看清楚的，自由市场上的企业家早就看清了。
The entrepreneurs in the free market that governments can see are already aware of it.
凡是自由市场上
In the free market,
企业家看不清楚的政府
Government that entrepreneurs can't see through
更不可能看清计划经济在全球范围的失败
It is even more unlikely to see the failure of planned economies in a global context.
是人类用生命为代价换来的惨痛教训。
It is a painful lesson that humans have paid for with their lives.
所谓的产业政策
The so-called industrial policies
就是给计划经济披上了一件极具蛊惑性的马甲。
This is like putting a very tempting coat on the planned economy.
为什么有人认为自己能够凌驾于市场之上？
Why do some people believe they are above the market?
凭什么官员认为自己比企业家更加高明？
Why do officials think they are more intelligent than entrepreneurs?
能够替代企业家对他人的生意进行计划。
Capable of planning a business for others instead of his own.
为什么失败了？
Why did I fail?
不用负责的。
Not responsible.
政府会认为
The government will consider
自己比全部身家投入其中的企业家更能够做出负责任的决定。
Entrepreneurs who invest their own money are better able to make responsible decisions.
时至今日
Today
对乌托邦的迷信一次一次卷土重来。
Utopianism has repeatedly resurfaced.
试图走回头路的声音不是渐入
The sound of trying to turn back is not fading.
弱而是渐
Instead, it gradually increases.
强，所以在这个历史的转折
Therefore, at this turning point in history,
点我们更应该倾听张卫莹教授这种冷静的声音。与国内的饱受争议不同
We should listen more to the calm and rational voice of Professor Zhang Weining.Which is different from the controversial opinions in China.
他在国际上备受推崇，他的《重新理解企业家精神》一书。
In his internationally acclaimed book, Reimagining Entrepreneurship,
再一次成功地入围了哈耶克的图书奖。
Successfully nominated for Hayek's Book Award again.
这已经是张维迎教授第三次入选该奖项的最终评选名单了。
This is the third time Professor Zhang Weiying has been included in this award's final selection list.
今天诚挚地为大家分享这本《重新理解企业家精神》和张维迎作品集。
Today, I'm excited to share this collection of essays that offer a fresh perspective on entrepreneurship and Zhen Wei's work.
真正认识市场经济和企业家的作用。
To truly understand market economics and the role of entrepreneurs.
用经济学的视野。
From an economic perspective.
重新理解中国的经济与社会。
Re-understanding China's economy and society.
有人说，人和人最大的区别就是你读张维。
Some people say that the biggest difference between humans and other animals is whether you can read Zhang Wei.
为我读张维迎。
Read for me, Zhang Wei's camp.
希望你也是个读张维迎的那个人。
I hope you are also one of those who support Zhang Wei.